Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God, from all blessings flow. This is Elder Edward L. Brown Jr. I greet you in the name of Jesus. I hope all is well for you today. Look, God is in the atmosphere tonight. I just want you to understand that whatever your petition is, whatever your situation is, no matter how hard, how soft, no matter how big or little you think it is, the God that we serve cares. He wants you to be free. So let's go into a worship. Can you just worship God? To know that He is setting the atmosphere for you. Can you just praise God? To know that your children are all right, your spouse is all right, your mom is all right, your aunt is all right. Everything that you need is in Christ tonight. Oh, just raise your hands one time. I just guarantee you that the atmosphere is set. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just trust Him. Just give Him a yes praise tonight. He's for me worth saving. In the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our sins, He kept us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To the ladies out there that are trying to get married and think they can't find a spouse, He got you. To the husbands out there, to the fathers out there that think their children don't love them, He got it. To the men of God and women of God that have fallen off the mantle, He's restoring right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hear me. Hear me. God is in the atmosphere. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Give Him the glory. Praise Him, y'all. Praise Him. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I'm going to seal with a prayer. Father God, at this time, this hour, we just ask you to come into our sanctuaries of our bodies and our minds and our souls, Lord. Release us with a fresh anointing, fresh oil, a rhema word, Lord, a rhema purpose of life, Lord, that we are healed, we are set free. Lord, we are not clinging to sin, but we are clinging to the cross. We are clinging to righteousness. We are clinging to the holiness. So, Lord, today, do your will in our lives, Lord. Let any strength, but let the Holy Ghost arise, that your people are saved, your people are set free. Lord, and no matter how far we go in life, you are there. You are there from the top of good times, to the time of bad times. God, you are with us in the midst of darkness and light. So be with us today, Lord. Guide us and strengthen us today, Lord. Shift in the atmosphere, Father God, that we know that you are a healer. Lord, shift in the atmosphere, Lord, that we know, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Be with us, Father God. Be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I just got to tell y'all, God is in the midst of that. I just thank God for allowing me to just do what He told me to do today. And I just want to give Him some glory and give Him some gratification of the things that He's doing for me. But I want to give Him some glory and gratification and tell you that it's over, for the storm has passed you, but it's not over for the blessing to overtake you. I hope everybody wants to receive that today. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I want you to receive that today. You know, It's a couple of scriptures that I have. You know, I don't have a lot of time, but I got to tell my friends all around the world, thank you for just taking 15 minutes of your lovely time or your lovely day just to worship God with me and edify the Holy Spirit today for who greatly needs to be praised. Amen. Amen. But look, I'm not going to be long. I just have to give this testimony. The situation, y'all, I realize is that every day we need to talk to Jesus, the Master. We think we are equipped for everything or anything, but Jesus is our rock. Amen. Jesus died and arose that all our sins were paid for. So you're redeemed. You are counseled. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So I want to let you give you Isaiah 53:4 says, but let me pray. Lord, let your word manifest. Let your word penetrate. Let your word revelate. Let your word rejuvenate us back to you. Forgive us for our sins and iniquities against you, because you are our rock and redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 53:4 says, surely he took up our pains and brow our suffering. He paid the price already. He paid the price already for everything we did. He paid the price. He paid the price. Amen. He paid the price for our suffering. So, whatever you're going through in life today, he paid the price. Any pain that you're dealing with, he paid the price. That tear you shed, he paid the price. That bad relationship, he paid the price. That bad marriage, he paid the price. That bankruptcy, oh, Jesus. That eviction, he paid the price. But in Matthew 8:17, it says, This was the fulfillment what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. A footnote on that one is, if you have your Bibles, check out John 19:7. But I want to get to Jeremiah 33:3. And it says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you don't know. Jeremiah 29:12 says, then shall thy call upon me, and thee shall go and pray unto me, and I hear unto you, hearken unto you. Now listen, let me give it to you real quick, real sweet, real smooth, and real like an ice cream cone. The problem is, we don't call on to Jesus thinking that he will answer. But I want to give you the scripture, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. The problem is, God's ready to release some unsearchable things to you that we don't even know. He's ready to release to you. Oh, Jesus, all my pastors out there, all these mystery, all the pulpit people out there tonight, all the men and women of God, that if we hear this message, oh, Jesus, he's ready to release to you the mysteries of the gospel that he has not released yet. He's ready to release a new ministry to you that has not been given out yet, but he's ready to release it to you. Oh, Jesus. But we got to call unto him. Oh, Jesus. He will answer us and tell you great. He ain't tell you nothing minute, nothing small. He said he's going to tell you something great. Unsearchable things. See, unsearchable things means it's a mystery and you can't find it, but guess what? He's going to give it to us. Can I get a hallelujah in the house? He's going to give it to you. He's going to say, here, my daughter, here's some new oil. Here, my daughter, here's a new revelation. Here, my son, here's a new fresh rhema word. Here, my daughter, here's a new way to praise. Here's my son, here's a new way to worship. Here, my daughter, here's a new way to get all the cadences close to God. Oh, my God, look, we have messed up sometimes, y'all, because check this out. We think Because we sit in the pulpit, holy and desiring and thou, with dotting our I's, crossing our T's, speaking big words, that we're edifying and glorifying God. Wrong. That ain't it. God's word is simple, but look what God says in Jeremiah 33:3. Answer to you and tell you great and unsearchable things. But what you got to do is you got to call unto him. Check it out. A lot of pastors and a lot of ministers are not receiving the rhema word because they're not calling on to God. But they're reading the word, they're studying the word, but they're not calling on to God. So what God is telling me in this time and hour, we need to be praying. We need to be fasting. We need to be seeking his name daily. We need to seek his name on everything we do. It shouldn't be, I think, as a pastor. I think, as a minister. We should be like, Jesus said, we should be saying Jesus said. It shouldn't be what I think. It should be what Jesus said, what God said, what our Lord said, what Christ said. That's the problem with the word of God today. We have taken God out and not called on him what we called on ourselves. We put ourselves in the selfie of Christ. Ooh, Jesus. But we need to take ourselves out of the selfie of Christ and trust Christ to know that he is our rock. He is our redeemer. So we shouldn't be our rock. Jesus. God should be our rock. We shouldn't be our hope, but God should be our hope. And I love what God says in Matthew 8:17. This is the fulfillment which was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah told the people. Jesus. Then I like what Isaiah 53:4 says. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. He paid the price that he knows that when we came on the earth and we came out of our mom's womb that we were going to deal with pain and suffering. There was not going to always be days of lollipops, days of sunshine, days that wasn't rain, days that wasn't cloudy. There were always some days that were some black clouds, but black days, black times where we had to suffer. But God says, call unto me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Then Jeremiah 29:12 says, then shall ye call upon me and ye shall go and pray unto me and I will hear unto you. So Jesus saying, call upon me. Christ. Pray upon Christ. And Christ is going to hear me, and then Christ is going to release the unsearchable things, the great things, the great works of things. So can I get an amen tonight that God is ready to work some things in your life? Can I get a hallelujah tonight that God is shifting your atmosphere tonight? Look, I told my son to be home at 6 o'clock tonight. He came home a little late, but he was home. Hallelujah. Your authority reigns, people. Cast out the enemy in your life. Cast out the enemy in your church. Cast out the enemy in your marriage. Ooh, Jesus. Cast out the enemy on your finances. Cast out the enemy out of your destiny. Cast the enemy out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I just want to say this. I just want to praise this and give you just let you know that God is an awesome God. He reigns heaven and earth. My God is an awesome God. God told me to tell you that you are awesome in his eyes. He knew you fell, he knew I fell, but we are awesome in his eyes, and he has great destiny and great purpose for us. So never let anybody tell you that God doesn't love you, because he does, because he paid the price. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this minute. We thank you for this time, Lord, of just saturating and knowing that you heal us. You guide us. You be with us, Lord. And today, Lord, have your way in this service. Have your way in this power hour to give you the praise, Lord. Let this be a power boost to propel us to the next destiny with you. For you are our King and our Rock. Lord, be with us and guide us and heal those sick among us, and Lord, raise us up holy and righteous. In Jesus' name I pray. Save us right now, Lord. Save us right now. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. God bless.